Mike Winkle, Executive Director of the Michigan Potato Industry Commission.
Harvest is getting underway for some producers or been going on for quite some time in the potato industry here in Michigan. Mike, can you give us an update on what this year's growing season has been like and what that has meant to Harvest?
So the 2018 harvest season has been a long season, and hopefully the weather continues to cooperate with us over the next week without any significant freezes, allowing our growers to finish getting the crop out of the ground. Our storage harvest that started September 15th really started with a lot of precipitation that had already fallen. And during the months of September and October here in Michigan, we continued to get just enough rain to really make it difficult for our growers to get in the fields. Fortunately, the frost or the freeze that we had a few weeks ago was light enough in our main growing areas that growers are continuing to get potatoes out of the ground. And hopefully the USDA estimated 48,500 acres of potatoes here in Michigan, we'll be able to get most of that crop out of the ground before any significant freezes.
Where we do produce potatoes in Michigan saw some wet and dry conditions depending on where they're located. What kind of production are you expecting, and how did that growing season impact the crop?
You know, as we look at yields for this year's crop, not only the harvest side of it is going to have an effect on it, but also the precipitation and weather that we had during the planting season really extended that part of the season for our growers. With potato seed being living tissue, it's a little more volatile to some of those conditions. And we did in some areas of the state see poor stands as a result of disease coming into the seed part of it. I think as we look universally across the state and statewide averages, we'll probably be just under our average yield of 375 hundredweight of potatoes per acre. And again, hopefully we're able to get all of that crop out of the ground without it bringing on traits that make it unmarketable.
How much of harvest is left, and any ideas of when that could be wrapping up?
So in conversations with growers, it looks like we're probably down to about a 5 to 7 days of being able to have the harvest wrapped up. It sounds as though we have a couple thousand acres of potatoes probably out there yet. So hopefully the next week of weather is cooperative to us.
When you look across the U.S., what areas is Michigan are Michigan growers competing with, and how does their season fare to ours?
So it's quite an interesting year really across the country in potato production, particularly as we look at the chip segment, which is where 70% of the Michigan crop goes to. Throughout the South this year, we saw shortages of potatoes being able to get harvested due to some of the storms and different things really making the market short of potatoes. That carried into our summer harvest here in Michigan and in the northern tier of states that produce potatoes for potato chips, and really resulted in some contract acres that were intended as a storage crop to be delivered early. And the industry as a whole on the chip side is probably looking at a short storage crop, which is going to result in larger number of acres planted in the South to make up that difference. In that chip segment, supplying the same part of the supply chain as us, Wisconsin, is probably one of our bigger competitors, if you will. They've had a devastating year. We're hearing reports in the Central Sands of thousands of acres of potatoes being abandoned for the chip segment as a result of while we had a significant amount of rain, they had a much larger amount of rain, I've heard of up to 18 inches in a 36-hour period of time, as well as significant freezes that have taken out a lot of that crop just completely. So everybody in the industry is really trying to understand what that's going to mean and how, as an industry, we're able to continue supplying the U.S. chip processors with with product throughout the year.
With smaller crops in many different pockets, what has that meant for prices growers are seeing?
So, you know, on the chip side of it, I would say that we're probably 95 to 100% of the acres are contracted. Obviously, where we're probably seeing a bigger difference is in some of the tolerances of product that, that chip processors are going to allow in, particularly recognizing a bad year. What that might mean to consumers is you may see a little extra discoloration in the bag of chips, which is simply a result of additional sugars that have accumulated in the potato and creating that off color.
Mike, when it comes to Michigan's potato industry, any other things in the work for you guys?
So we're really excited about some of the consumer-facing marketing that we've been doing here in the state. Really excited about an upcoming block grant, specialty crop block grant through Department of Agriculture that will be kicking off first part of January. A couple big components as a part of that include branded materials, bins of potatoes in several of the Spartan Nash, either corporately owned or affiliated stores across Michigan. As well as starting the 1st of January, free groceries for a month campaign that will last for 12 months with the purchase of Michigan potatoes. In addition to that, we're doing a lot with recipes, with grower profiles that we're pushing out through our social media platforms. And as well as the development of a new consumer-facing website that will be kicking off here within the next month. So I'm really trying to tell that story of modern production, helping consumers connect with the people growing their potatoes, and really trying to help people understand that here in Michigan we supply a lot of the potatoes purchased at your local store, and a great opportunity to support agriculture here in Michigan.
If consumers are looking to buy Michigan potatoes, what's going to stand out and really identify them as such?
So, you know, I think in some of the major retailers, you'll be seeing on the quick lock that closes the plastic bag, a label on there that says Michigan potatoes, as well as a link or an opportunity to get to our website and to sign up for those free groceries. You know, the other thing I would say to people is look at the bag. If it doesn't say it's coming from another state, chances are really good that they are Michigan potatoes. And if you're still not sure, ask your local produce manager what kind of potatoes they are and ask for Michigan potatoes.